Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century.
Hello, this newest episode is called Crossing Over the Jordan River on Dry Land. It's over Joshua chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. You can also find this at Books of the Bible in smaller chunks at https://bibleinsmallerchunks.blogspot.com. The Lord had it on my heart to write this for people in our busy world. But in doing so, I'm ever mindful of Revelations chapter 22, verses 18 through 19, not to add to or take away from anything that's written in the Bible. So I had this dilemma, how do I do this and not affect or change or alter it, what's in the Bible? So after lots and lots of prayers, what the Lord had on my heart is that I'm not supposed to change the meaning of the message of anything in the Bible. Although, on the other hand, he has shown me many different ways to add to understanding that meaning better. Sometimes it's about talking about something in a passage that happened in a whole nother book of the Bible. And when the Lord has it on my heart, sometimes I will put that background information, either I will summarize it briefly and put it within brackets, and I'll say within brackets this says, because I want you to know that's added for the potential of clarity or better understanding whatever the passage is. And on the internet, it will be a different colored font, so it draws attention to the reader in that case. But since you can't see the color, I say within brackets it says. Sometimes it's putting more common terms instead of vittles, I might put food, and that's in brackets, but I don't draw attention to it because that's not as significant. That's a minor one, although it's still within brackets. Sometimes I will put paraphrase, condense, combine, and compress similar words. I also, on my heart, the Lord had it that I'm not supposed to put repetitive text unless it adds new meaning or it's done for emphasis, which quite often they are. Sometimes it isn't. But not including the repetitive portion over and over and over again alters the verse numbering. So what I do is that I tell you, like I am today, that this is Joshua, which is the book of the Bible, chapter 3, and it's verses 1 through 17, so that you know the vast majority of the pertinent information the Lord had on my heart to share from this particular chapter of the Bible will be within this podcast. Also, the Lord had it on my heart to put this in a table format, which doesn't really affect you as a podcast listener because it reads just the same as I'm going to be reading it. But if you do get on the website, the blog site, and you see it, it's in a table format, and hopefully you find that beneficial. Anyway, if I get to a portion that's foretelling of a future event, I will say, aha, there's an asterisk. It's a red asterisk. It's foretelling of a future event. Sometimes I can summarize it briefly. Sometimes I can't. And if I get to a portion that refers to what Jesus has said, his words will be in red, and I will tell you that since you can't see the colors. Now, also, you need to know that this is primarily done with the King James Version Bible, lots and lots and lots of prayers, and at times, BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, NIV Bible, Webster Dictionary, and other internet resources as necessary. Crossing over the Jordan River on dry land, Joshua 3, verses 1 through 17. Joshua got up early in the morning, and Joshua and all the children, which is the people of Israel, left from Shittim, the acacia grove, and came to the Jordan River, and they camped there before they crossed over. After 3 days, the officers went through the army and commanded the people, saying, "When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests and the Levites carrying it, then you shall leave from your place and follow after it." Okay, this is an aside. Although I say I don't tell you the minor things, I am because it popped in my head. Okay, so it says after 3 days, officers went through the, it says host. They call the host, means the army. So I just put in brackets an army, and I won't normally tell you except for I just did. Still, you shall leave a space between the ark and you, a measurement of about 2,000 cubits. Don't come near it, so you may know the way that you must go, for you haven't passed this way before. Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Joshua spoke to the priests, saying, pick up the Ark of the Covenant and pass over the Jordan before the people. They picked up the Ark of the Covenant, and they went before the people. The Lord said to Joshua, this day I will begin to magnify you and make you a great leader in the sight of all Israel, so they know that I will be with you like I was with Moses. You should command the priests who carry the Ark of the Covenant, saying, when you come to the edge of the water of the Jordan, you shall stand in the Jordan River. Joshua said to the children, which is the people of Israel, come here and hear the words of the Lord your God. Joshua said, now you shall know the living God is among you, and that he will definitely drive out the Canaanites, Hittites, Hivites, Perizzites, Girgashites, Amorites, Jebusites before you. Look, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of the earth passes into the Jordan River before you. Therefore, now take 12 men, one of every tribe of Israel. It shall happen as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests who carry the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan River. The waters of the Jordan will be cut off and stand in heaps on either side as of a pathway through the riverbed. It happened when the people removed their tents to pass over the Jordan River with the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant in front of the people. As the priests who carried the Ark came into the Jordan, and the priest's feet dipped into the edge of the water, for the Jordan River overflows all its banks all of the harvest time. The waters which came from upstream rose in a heap far from the city of Adam and near Zeratan, and the waters downstream that flow toward the Dead Sea were cut off and stood in a heap. The people passed over the dry riverbed across from Jericho. The priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on the dry ground in the midst of the Jordan River, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until the last of the people had completely passed over Jordan. The next time I share a podcast will be called The 12 Stones to remind them of crossing over the Jordan on dry ground, and it will cover Joshua chapter 4, verses 1 through 24. Share this with others. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.